Paschen in a general way. If a child comes up, so it has to be examined on its own merit. So, the Mele, it's not Shayach to Paschen. There is no general rule. It all depends what the situation is. Sometimes it's Pikuach Nefesh, sometimes it's not Pikuach Nefesh. So the Psak is different. And I'm only going to discuss the Shittas of Hashanim and to bring your attention to certain considerations, concepts that are involved in a certain inyan. But I'm not paskening, and I don't want to be quoted as paskening one way or the other. Now, in respect to abortion, so there are many questions that arise. First, and I will be discussing it, both. First, is abortion ever permissible for Israel? Then the shaila is abortion permissible for a Benayah, for a Goy? Because the shaila of abortion is applied not only to Jews, but also to Minayach, to Goyim, to non-Jews. For Shvichus Domim is one of the Zayin Mitzvah Minayach. So it's a shayla, even a Goy has to ask a shayla. Unfortunately, today, not only do Goyim refrain from asking a shayla, but most Jews don't even ask a shayla. So today I'll only discuss abortion for Israel. I'll leave the discussion of abortion for Benayach tomorrow. Now, then, is abortion mutter when the mother is in danger? Well, that is a very simple answer to that, the mission and all. But then there's another question. Suppose it is necessary to perform an abortion in order to save the human life, but the mother is not in danger, and the mother's life is not endangered on account of the Uber. Now, for example, under the Nazis, so many Jewish doctors were forced to perform abortions upon Jewish women under the threat of being killed. So there the situation was different than the case mentioned in the Mishnah and all. Will that be mutter? And then, is there any heter for abortion under circumstances other than pikuach nefesh? And then the question arises, is there a difference in respect to a heter to perform an abortion, how old the embryo, the fetus is? Well, is there any difference or not? There are all kinds of questions. Now, in connection with abortion, so three different isurim, I would say four isurim have to be considered. One isur, one might possibly be the isur of Lisirtach, of Shvichus Domim. If a fetus is considered al pedin as life, as a nefesh, so then there is an isur isur. Another isah that might be is an isah chvot. Assuming that there is no isah ritziche, but there still could be an isah chvot. Maybe an abortion would be just like amputating the leg of a mother. Another isah that is involved in abortion is the isah of hashkos hazera. And of course that depends upon the machlekes. Rashi and Rav Netam, whether the Isar of Hashem Zera applies to women or not. And then there is the fourth Isar that the Gemara mentions in Erechim, Momene de Baal, because the Baal, the father, has his chus in the blood. Now, if somebody is leading fish or horror, Yotu Lodel, so he has to pay the Dmei Vlodes to the father. That implies not only Chiyuv Tashlumin. There is also a Nisa, possibly a Nisa Mazik, but it's a Nisa. So we have to consider these four Isurim. Itziche, Chavole, Hashchos Hazera, and the Iser of Pseidu Dibar. Now, the basic Mishnah in respect to abortion is Mishnah Vov of Perek Zayin of Oles. The Mishnah says, "Hoyisho she mikasha leilet, mechatchin es avad b'meyeo, u'mitzin eise yivorim yivorim, mipnei shechayeo keidmin lechayef." Yotzer Rubei, there are two girses, either Yotzer Rubei or Yotzer Reishei. And there is no machlekes in the din, it's only a question what is the proper girsa. But those who are geres Yotzer Rubei would concede that Yotzer Reishei has the same din. Those who are geres Yotzer Reishei would concede that Yotzer Rubei the same din applies. Now, so if a woman is in danger of her life on account of the blood of the fetus, so then the Mishnah says that one is allowed to kill the Uga. Why? Because her life takes precedence over the life of the Uga. This is only true if it's not Yotzer Rubei. So he's not a Yolid. But if he's Yotzer Rubei or Yotzer Reishei, then it's considered Leide. So then, in Egin Beiden, no one is allowed to kill the Uga. Because then, the halacha of Maichotis applies. The Uber's life is just as important as the mother's life. So he's not allowed to kill the Uber in order to save the mother, if it's Yotzer Reishei or Yotzer Rubei. Now, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which cites this mission. Ein Beis am Beis. Omar Avun, Kotten or Rede ist nicht in Lazio Dinas. Now there is a Loch of Rede. Now the Loch of Rede is deduced from the Parash of Naram Ross. Because the Torah says in regard to Naram Ross, of Vei Mishielo. There is no one to help. Ho Yesh Mishielo, Matzili. But if there is someone who can help her, who can save her from the Enes, so he must help her, even at the expense of killing the aggressor. So the Torah mentions the halacha of nitin latzil b'nafshei ligabei horidi fachanar amoso. It doesn't mean dafka rizu nar amoso. Any yerovo minar ha'ed. But we deduce a hekesh between ritziche nar amoso, and it works both ways. First of all, there is ritziche is Naram Rosso is hukash to Ritziche, just as by Ritziche there is a din of Yorg Vayavea, because of Maichozis. So by Naram Rosso, also by Arayas, there is a din of Yorg Vayavea. And then Ritziche is hukash to Naram Rosso, just as by Naram Rosso, there is a loche, that a ridif ha Naram Rosso is nitin latzil din afshei. So by Ritziach too, it's nitin latzil din afshei. If someone is a ridif ha chaveir lehergei, and if there is no other way of saving the near death except by killing, the Redei, so one is Mechuyev to kill the Redei. So, Ravune says that even a cotton, Horedei, even if the aggressor happens to be cotton, and the cotton is potter of Voloneshin, but by Redei, he is high. Cotton or Redei is little as Kildinash. Kosova Redei is Unitzorech Asroi. Leishne Godel, Leishne Godel. So we just see that according to Ravune, Redei does not require Asroi. By all Mises, which best we cannot give Mise except if there was a soy and Kabbalah Sasroy. But by cotton, it's not Shayah Asroy, Kabbalah Sasroy. And if Asroy is necessary, so then Kabbalah Sasroy is also necessary. So, grading does not require Asroy. Even without Asroy, One is allowed to kill the Redif in order to be Matalina. Eis the Rafriz the Rabun. So Rafriz the Elise the Ikashe against Rabun's din that Kotten or Redif is Matalina. Yotzoreche, the Mishnah says in all this, Yotzoreche in Egin Dei, with the Shein Deich in Nefesh in Nefesh, Vamayr Idevu. Now the Mishnah says that once the Uber was Nelad, Yotzoreche, so then you're not allowed to touch. So we cannot kill the Uber for the purpose of saving the mother. So Bishleime, if we say that when he caught me the Redif, so then there is no din of Redif, then we can understand this why the Mishnah says that Yotzoreche ain't even day. Why? Because true, the Uber is a Redif after the mother, but the Uber is certainly caught. So maybe there is no din of Nitlat Slivinapshe in any case where the Redif is a caught. But according to Ravune, that even when the Redif is a caught, there is still a halacha of Nitlat Slivinapshe. So why does the Mishnah say in all this, Yotzoreche ain't even day? Zimoy is a teret. Shane Hosom di Mishmaye Koratfu. There it's different. Because there, he's not really a lady. The Rambam translates it, renders it, Zeu Tivi Shalayla. Mishmaye Koratfu. In other words, this is the nature of the things. I mean, it's not even his act. It's done mechanically. The mother is in danger on account of the Uber. But is it his act? This is a natural phenomenon. It's done mechanically. So in other words, he is not a rape. He is not a rape. That's the answer to the more. Mishmai Koratol. The Uber is not a rape for the mother. So the reason as to why we say that Yotzoreche is a Negin Day is because the Uber is not a rape. So then the question arises, if the Uber is not a rape, so why is one allowed to kill the Uber before it's Eitzias Reishis? So Rashi says, Yotzoreche b'isham kasha leilei d'umsukenet, v'ketome reishe ha'chayo p'shetes yodo v'chitachtei u'mitziyoti leivori. T'chol zman shal yotzo la'aver eilom lav nefeshu. V'nitan le'erge, ul'hatzi le'si, avol Yotzoreche e'neigin be'i le'erge. T'havelei ki yol. Vein deichin nefesh mit nefesh. So he says, because man shall yot lava elam, but before he takes his reishin, lav nefesh.
In other words, a fetus is not considered as being a nefesh.
So the reason as to why kedem sheheitzes reishin it's muta to kill the uber is because he's not a nefesh. He becomes a nefesh only upon birth, when he says this reishin. So in other words, we see, so it appears from Rashi, that the Yisa Ritziche does not apply, the love of Lisir Tzoch does not apply to a Nuba until he says this reishin. That we see from Rashi. That's Rashi. But some Mele, one is allowed to kill the Uber because the Nisa Ritziche there isn't. And any other Iser is nitche mitnei b'kuach nefesh of the mother, because it's aloche b'kuach nefesh is eichikoa terekole. Ritziche is an exception, but the Iser Ritziche does not apply to a Nuber. So on account of the b'kuach nefesh of the mother, so Mele one is allowed to kill the Uber. Now, so according to Rashi, let's say I mentioned the Shaile that was raised under the Nazis, and someone told me that Nachum Zembe, Zichrono Livracha, was once asked the Shaile, a Jewish doctor who happened to be a relative of mine, was forced to commit abortion on Jewish women, and if not, so we know what would happen. And yes, Rav Nachum Zembe, the Shaila, I don't know what Rav Nachum Zembe answered, but I heard, I mean, that Shaila alone. So according to Rashi, what would the answer be? Yes,
Muslim.
Because according to Rashi, a Nuber is not a nefesh. So there is no Yisar Yitzchihe. Insofar as any other Yisar is concerned, whether it's Chvole or Ashkos Zera or Momeni the Baal, whatever. So
the
nefesh is there. And here, so Memele, it's Muslim. Now, yes?
Maybe there's only Kodem Avraham.
What is that?
Kodem
Avraham. One second, I'll discuss that. Now the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Milchas Retiach Ushmirat Nefesh Halochetes Avzu Mitzvah Sloizese Shalu Lech Lochis Al Nefesh Arei Lifich Ochiru Chachomi Shalu Proshi Mikasha Leilei Mute Alachti Chalubra Bimeyel Bein Bissam Bein Biyad Mipnei Shehu Kireide Tachel Leher Vim Mishahit Sireishay אין נגן די, שאין דייך אין נפש מפני נפש, ויזהו טיב ישלם. So the Rambam says, he mentions the Aloche in the Mishnah in Ole, that Ubram Kasha Leila in Timut Alachtu Lom Ero, but he says this Neshu Kerei Defa Chel Leher. So in other words, so the only reason is because the Uber has a din of Reid. So it's mashma from the Rambam that the Uber has a din of Nefesh. Because if the Rambam Shita had been like Rashi, that the Uber does not have a din of Nefesh, so then the Rambam wouldn't have to say mitnei shehu kereid efacher leher. The Rambam would have to say simply because pikuach nefesh, not because he's a reidik. Not because he's a reidik. And then he says, "Im sheheit zerei sheheit negevei shein deich nefesh mitnei nefesh v'zehu tiv shalom." That means mishmai koratvele. So the Rambam renders the expression mishmai koratvele into zehu tiv shalom. Now that's the nature of the things. I mean, it's a natural phenomena. It's not his act. It's just as a stone falls down the roof, if a wind blows against it, so
but
the mother's life is...
Before he's born, it is his act.
So how could it be? I mean, Monefshech,
yes,
I mean,
right.
The same kind of act. So that's the kasha against the Rambam. Monefshech, if he's a ready, the Rambam says that the reason as to why before he's born, so it's permissible to kill him, is because he's a ready. He's a Redev, so maybe even after he's born, a Redev you're allowed to kill. Then, from the Rambam, it appears in that child, let's say, that arose under the Nazis, according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be Mutter. Because from the Rambam it appears that the Nuber is a Nefesh. And the only reason as to why Kidim Sheitz Esreshi is Mutter is because he's a Redev. So when is a child to say that the Uber is a Redev? If the mother is in danger on account of the Uber. She has a very difficult birth, and the life is in danger. But there, it wasn't in danger on account of the Uber. The Nazis, Yimach Shmom, just forced the doctor to commit an abortion for no reason at all. It wasn't necessary. Didn't have any difficult birth.
Why can't you say that the Uber is not
what is that?
Why can't you say
how is the how is the Uber? Just because there is a Roshe, a wicked person who forces a doctor to commit murder. I mean, he's not a Redev. It's not an account of the Uber
that
the mother's in danger. There is no connection. There is no connection between the mother's survival. There is no connection between the mother's survival and the doctor's abortion.
That's the ordinary Shail of Yarek Val Yavar.
That's right, an ordinary Shail of Yarek Val Yavar.
That's every case of Yarek Val Yavar is like that.
In every case of Yarek Val Yavar is a Redev. Because they are not...
Because if he doesn't kill him, he's going
to
get killed.
What to kill me if I don't kill somebody else? So according to the Rambam, it would be Osir, it would be Yarek Val Yavar. Because we see that according to the Rambam, there is the love of Ritzicha, of Ritzirtoch, Ligabi and Uda. So we have a Machlekes, Rashi and the Rambam. As to whether there is Lysir Tzoch, there is an Isar Yitzich Agavi Uber, or there is no Isar Yitzich Agavi Uber. Right, now, so, but the question is, how does the Rambam reconcile the Aloche that Kedem Sheitzir Freshe? So it is Muter because of Redei, in other words, in Ephesus he is, the Isar Yitzich there is, but it's Muter to kill the Uber because of Redei, and Lacha Sheitzis with the Aloche, that Lacha Sheitzis Reishi Tosa. Monefshach, if he's a Redev, so even Lacha Sheitzis Reishi should be Muter. And if it's not Lacha Sheitzis Reishi, so apparently, Zehu Tivi Shalom, so he's not a Redev. If he's not a Redev, so Kedem Sheitzis Reishi, the Rambam Shitti is there, is a Nisar Yisire. So it should be all. So there is a Reb Chaim, and Pirkalef in Fluches Kisirach Meret Nefesh and Etzlam. Now, Reb Chaim is not very explicit, it's a little obscure. I know, I mean, Reb Chaim Teretz, according to the way it was mentioned to me by my father, the Rebbe. Now, the Gemara says, Reb Chaim says the following. The Gemara says in Bor Kame, in Sanhedrin, that if someone is ready for Chachaver Elihergi, and at the time he was ready, he was Mishabah Keli, so he doesn't have to pay for the Keli. Why? Because he was Mechuyev Yise, Mitzad Reid, so it's common in the Rabbi. So we see that the Haloche of Reid is not just a Heter. It's not just a Heter. In order to save the life of the victim, so we allow to kill the aggressor. No, there is a chiyuv nis in the gav, because if there hadn't been a chiyuv nis in the gav, they wouldn't, the din of common the rabbi, they wouldn't apply. Wouldn't apply. So that we see from the book. Now, there is another Rambam. In Perik Ches Milchas Chivul Mazik Halochas Etzlo. The Rambam says, Svino Shechoshvo Li Shovei Mi Kevet HaMaso Vi Omad Echod Mehen Vi Hekel Mi Maso Vi Hishlir Vi Yam Pota Shehamaso Shebo Kmo Yredei Fachreyem Li Horgon U Mitzvo Rabo Oso Shehishlich Lo Yishiyom. That's the last Halochas in Milchas Chivul Mazik. So he is a Svino. Was Choshvoli Shove Mikivid Amaso, and someone, one of the passengers, or doesn't have to be one of the passengers, even just a spectator, so took off the baggage and threw it into the sea in order to save the lives of the passengers. So he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay. And not because of his certain special takone, some Rishen and Tate. No, the Rambam says it's with the rice he doesn't have to pay. Why? Because the masa is like a rabbi. So just as it is muter to kill a rebbe, so it is muter to be mazik a rebbe. The mass is an inanimate rebbe. The mass is a rebbe. Why? Because the passengers are in danger on account of the mass. So we see that the concept, according to the Rambam, there are some Rishonim who say that this is more in Volkan, but some Rishonim attribute it to a special takonet chacham. In other words, in order to induce people to save the lives of the passengers. Because if the halacha had been that one who throws down the baggage so has to pay, so some individuals might be deterred from doing that. So because of that, the Chachom Mom Misakein, that it should be put. But the Rambam says no, it's not special takone, it's a derayah. So we see that according to the Rambam, the concept of reidah can apply even to an inanimate object. In what sense is the matter reidah? Can we say that the Masse commits the Meiser Ritzich, the Masse is a Ritzich? I mean, that was the downside, to say that the Masse is a Ritzich. But it's Ritzich in the sense that the passengers are in danger on account of the Masse. Now, it is obvious that the Din of Ritzich, but Gabi Masse is not based upon any Ritzich. How could an inanimate object be mechuyev nisi? That would be nonsense. So the whole halacha of reidah gabi svino is based exclusively upon the concept of atov. In other words, there is a halacha of reidah in order to say a human being, so there is a din of reidah. Now, so, but the Lashon Rambam is here, Shamaso shebo kmo yiridi fachrim leom. It doesn't say really. Kmo yiridi fachrim leom. And it is interesting that the Rambam here, in Perikalev Milchat Tzeach, Halochetes, where he discusses the din of Ubram Kashalele, so he says, Lificho chevru chavir chachomim, she ubro she mitashalele, it muta lachticho uba vimeo, bein bisam, bein biyad, mitnei shehu kiridi fachareo leherlo. Mitnei shehu kiridi. He doesn't say reidah. Whenever the Rambam mentions the din of reidah, so he says reidah. Here he says mitnei shehu kei reidah. The same expression that he employed ligabi masa. In other words, it's not mamish the din reidah, but it's another din of reidah. So we see that they are two dinim of Reide. There is one din of Reide that is based upon the chiyuv misa of the gavre. Upon the chiyuv misa of the gavre. In other words, the gavre is mechuyev misa, and that is the reason as to why the Reide is allowed, any observer, the nirdeh for any observer, is allowed to kill the Reide. Because the Reide is chayev misa. Then there is another din of Reide, which applies even to matzah, and which is not based upon the chiyuv misa of the gav. It applies even to an object, not a gav. That's based purely upon hatzol. Now, so Reb Chaim says the following, that the Rambam is chelik on Rashi. Rashi holds that when the Gemara says Mishmai Korot Tfilei, the Pshat in the Gemara is that he is not a Reiv at all. And the only reason is why it's permissible to kill the Uber. Kill him Sheitz Reishay is because he's not an Ephes, so there is no Yisrael Yisrael. And insofar as any other Yisrael is concerned, so Pidach Nefesh is Eichet. The Rambam holds no. Mishmai Korot Tfilei does not imply that he's not a Reiv. He is a Reiv. But Mishmai Korot Tfilei only implies he is a Reiv in a mechanical way. It's not his act as a gavre. It's the Uber is a Reidif in the same way as the matzah is a Reidif. In a mechanical way, it's not the act of the Uber as a gavre. It's only in a mechanical way the Uber is the cause of the mother's sakot. So one thing is certain. Even according to the Rambam, that a Nugar is an ethic. But still, even though a Nugar is an ethic, but he's not an ethic normal. There is a distinction between a Nugar and a Yom. Now, if somebody kills a Nugar, so he's potter of Mrs. Bates. He's not high of Mrs. Bates. That goes without saying. If he kills a Yolud, he's high of Mrs. Bates. So even if we say that a Nugar is an ethic, but it's not an ethic gomel. It's not an ethic gomel. So Mele, the Rambam Shittim is, in order to kill someone who is in Nefesh Gomor, who has the same status like a man of 50, the moment he takes his reishi, so he has the same status like a man of 50. So in order to kill in Nefesh Gomor, we have to resort to the chiyuv misa of the gavre. One cannot kill a person who is a reidei just on the basis of atzolet, of the niyot. But it must be based upon the chiyuv misa of the gav in order to be allowed to kill a nefesh gomor. So memele, the Mishnah says, heitzias reishei, ein egin vein, nishindich nefesh nefesh. True, he's like a reidei. But what kind of a reidei is he? He's the same kind of a reidei as the same kind of a reidei as the mass. So there is no chiyuv misa in the uber. In the yod. I mean, the Ritz Reish is already yod. The Uba was already yod. So, there is no chiyuv misa. And in order to kill a nefesh gomor, there must be a chiyuv misa. Without a chiyuv misa, there cannot be any atzol. So, that's why, if it says Ritz Reish is any given day, she ain't deich nefesh nefesh. Without Tim Shoyom, although it's not, Tim Shoyom doesn't mean that he's no Reidev at all. He is not a Reidif to a Meiser Yitzchak. He is a Reidif without a Meiser Yitzchak. In a mechanical way, he is a Reidif, like Masi is a Reidif, just as Masi is a Reidif. And if he is a Reidif in a mechanical way, there is no Meiser Yitzchak, so there is no Chiyuv Misa, there is no Chiyuv Misa, there is no Heter Arig of the Reidif. The Heter Arig of the Reidif is based upon the Chiyuv Misa of the Reidif. On the basis of Atzola alone, we cannot kill the Reidif. Only Ligabe, the killing of a Yolud, who is a Nefesh Gomor. But Ligabe, Nuber, too is a Nefesh. There is an Isar Yitzchak. But there is no Chiyuv Misa for killing a Nuber. So he's not a Nefesh Gomor. So in order to kill one who is Ligoma Chiyusei, who is not a Nefesh Gomor, so we don't have to resort to the Chiyuv Misa of the Gavre. That can be based upon the concept of Atzolel. So Memele, and insofar as the concept of Atzolel is concerned, so even by Matzah there is this concept of Atzolel. So by Uber, Kiddushay Tesreishay, so one is allowed to kill the Uber in order to save the mother, even though there is no Meister Itzichay, there is no Gavri, is Nechuyev Mise, is only Kerev, and when the Rambam uses the expression Kerev, it means a Redifer without the Meister Itzichay. That's Kerev. Now, it is interesting that the Meiri mentions in the name of the Chachmei Adiri, and that's probably the Ramban, according to the Chloe mentioned. So that, when does the Mishnah say that Heitzias Reishei Neilive, that's the Meiri in Bensei Omeire in Sanhedrin, when does the Mishnah say that Heitzias Reishei is Eineigen Bei, that's only if somebody else he wants to kill the Uber who was already born, who is atheist race. But so then he's not allowed. Let's say a doctor. If a doctor wants to kill the Uber who is already atheist race, he's not allowed. But suppose the mother herself is able to do it. So then the mother herself, the Nidafasus, the Nidafas herself, she's allowed even though it's atheist race. Now what's the shot in this one? Now Reb Chaim doesn't explain that, but that can be explained in line with what Reb Chaim says on the Rambam. But of course that's already an extension of Reb Chaim from me. Now the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Yilmole, that's the gear to this coming set, Yilmole Horak Zimri Le Pinchos Lo Hoyoner. Now Zimri was Bolaram is the Faresi Leine Yisrael. So it's a loche kanoim taking place. And Pinchos was one of the kanoim who killed Zim. So, and there is no doubt that Pinchos did not commit any avera. So it says, I mean, that Hishif es chamotzi ma'ot me Yisroel. So he did a big mitzvah, Pinchos. Still, the Gemara says that if Zimri had killed Pinchos while Pinchos was trying to kill him, so he wouldn't have done any avera. Why? Because of that, because Pinchos was a redif of Zimri. But the question is, he was a redif, but was Pinchos either the Yisra of the Sirtzach? Of course not. Pinchos ben Rosa ben Aaron Akei Leishi has Chamosim al Bei Yisroel, he fulfilled such a big mitzvah. Such a schub. So he's certainly not even the Yisra of Lissir Tzor. Still, Zimri had the right of the Din in self-defense to kill him. So what do we see? We see from that Gemore that the right that the Emir that has to kill an aggressor is not based upon the Chiyuv Mise of the Reis. Because Pinchos certainly was not the Chiyuv Mise. He was doing a mitzvah. How could it be mechuyev mitzvah? So it's aloche. All right, fine, but it's a mitzvah. What difference does it make?
It's a substitute,
like a takonah. No, not takonah. It's aloche l'meishim m'sinai. Kanoim tegbeh. No, it's aloche l'meishim m'sinai. There is aloche l'kanoim tegbeh that if somebody asks a shayle, so we tell him not to do it. So first of all, it might be that's aloche l'meishim m'sinai. And then the explanation of it might be because the heter is only given to ikanoim. Now, if he asks the shayla, it's not Ikanoi. Ikanoi doesn't ask. You see. So that's the halacha. So anyway, but Pinchos certainly did not do any aveir. Pinchos certainly did not do any aveir. So he mitzvah, not an aveir. So there certainly couldn't be any chiyuv mitzvah. Still, Zimri was allowed to kill Pinchos. Zimri was allowed to kill Pinchos. Now, why? Because of Abol Lehoge for Hashken Ve'Hoge. So we see that in respect to the near the thing self, so the heter to kill the Rebbe by the near death is not based upon the Chiyuv Misa of the Gavre. It's not even based upon the Yisra Yitzicha of the Rebbe. Even when the Rebbe fulfills the mitzvah, still a near death has a self-defense right. The right of self-defense. Whether the Redef is allowed, isn't the Redef is Nikayim a mitzvah, a Nirdef always has the right to kill his aggressor in self-defense. The Torah gave the Nirdef such a right. But it is obvious, I mean, and And of course, the Rama pointed out in so many words, I mean, even without the Rama, I mean, we could understand that. That doesn't require any Rama. That is only true of the Nirdev himself killing Zimri. But suppose an outside party, an observer, if he killed Pinchas, then he would be chayav. Why? But there is a halacha l'gabei reidev. So the halacha is not only that the Nirdev is allowed to kill the reidev, but anybody else, vei mishielo, ho yesh mishielo, anyone, any observer. Anyone who observes it. So we see that there is a distinction is to be made between the Nirdev himself and as to somebody else. The Nirdev himself's right to kill a Reidev is not based upon the Chinuch of the Gavre. It's not based upon the Isha Ritzicha of the Gavre. It's just an union of self-defense of Atole, of himself. Insofar as a third party is concerned, so the right by a third party to kill the Reidev, to save the Nirdev, is based upon the Yisaritzicha and the Chiyuv Misa of the Gavre. So Menele, so that is true according to everyone, that's the Gemara, I mean. No Rishon will doubt that. So the Chachmei HaDereis, they go further, and they say, if it is legitimate for Zimri to kill Pinchas, even though Pinchas was not Chayiv Misa and Pinchas was not either the love of the Tzirtzach, so it is legitimate for a near death to kill the Reidev, even though there is no Maaser Ritzicha at all. But in the case of Zimri and Pinchas, there was a Maaser Ritzicha, but the Maaser Ritzicha was Beheta, but there was a Maaser Ritzicha, but it was Beheta. In the case here of Eitzias Reishe, so not only, so then there isn't even a Maaser Ritzicha, it's a mechanical act. So the Chachma HaDereis holds, in as much as the heter by Nirdev to kill a Reidev is not based upon the Chiyuv Misa and the Isha Ritzicha, so of the Gavre, so it's not even necessary that there be a Maaser Ritzicha. And even if the Reidev is a mechanical Reidev, there is a Reidev without a Maaser Ritzicha, so it's also Mutter. But regarding somebody else, regarding a doctor, so there it has to be based upon the Chiyuv Misa of the Gavre, and Mishmai Karatvalo implies that there is no Maaser Ritzicha, so consequently there is no Chiyuv Misa by the Gavre. Now, from Rashi, I just want to point out, from Rashi, in Sanhedrin, it's mashma that Rashi is chilik on the Chachmei HaDereis. Because Rashi says, there and that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Yotzo Reishe, B'isha Amkasha Leilaitum Tzukenes, B'kotona Reishe, Achayo Pishetes Yodo, now, Achayo Pishetes Yodo, V'chitachte, U'mitziyotzi Leivorin, V'chol Zman Shelo Yotzo La'avi Reilom Lav Nefeshu. So Rashi mentions, Achayo Pishetes Yodo. So in other words, it's legal. So he says, Rashi, that only in the case of Leyotzo La'avi Reilom, so Achayo Pishetes Yodo. But according to Chachma HaDereis, so the Chaya itself, who is the Chaya? Chaya, that's the mother. So the Chaya herself, she can kill the Uber even after he says Reishe. And Rashi says, Kol Zman Shal Yotzo La'avi Reilom, so Achayo Pishetes Yodo Chetachto. So we see that Rashi is chilek on Chachma HaDereis. Now the question arises, why? But there is a mokeya for that halacha of Chachma HaDereis. The Gemara of Ilu Horak, Zimri Pinchas Lo Yoneh Regalof. So apparently Rashi distinguishes between a case where someone is Reidev to a Maaser Ritzicha, there is a Gavre Reidev, even though it's Beheta. So where there is a Gavre, one who performs the act of Ritzicha, as a Gavre, there is a Maaser Ritzicha, even though there is no Maaser Ritzicha, it's justifiable, even though it's laudable. Not only was it justifiable, because there it was laudable, Pinchas said. So then, he has it in our faith. But only there is a Maaser Ritzicha. Mashein came here, there is no Maaser Ritzicha, it's only mechanical Reidev. Where it's only mechanical Reidev, then there is no din of Habol Horge Hashkel V'Horge. When do we apply the principle of Habol Horge Hashkel V'Horge? Only when there is a Maaser Ritzicha, but not if there is a mechanical. Alright, now, so far we see that there is a Machlekes, the Rambam and Rashi, as to whether there is an Isa Ritzicha Gabe Ubernat. According to Rashi, there is no Isa Ritzicha, and according to the Rambam, there is an Isa Ritzicha. There is an Isa Ritzicha. Now, superficially, there appears to be a very strong raya to the Shita Sarambam. The Shita Sarambam. That there is an Isar Yitzichhe in killing an Uber. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Beneach is Chayv al Uber. Shvichu Zomim is one of the Zayimitzis. Shefer Dam Odom Bodom Domim Shom. So Rabbi Shmuel deduces from the Posik Shefer Dam Odom Bodom, what does it mean, Shefer Dam Odom Bodom? In Zeu Odom Shehi Bisecho Odom Zeu. Zeu Odom, the mother in mother's womb. So Domim Shom. So Beneach is Chayv al Uber. Now, why? Now, and why is Bnei Chayv al Uvrin? Of course, because the posik of Shiva Dam Odom Bodom Dom Yishofich. But the posik of Shiva Dam Odom Bodom Dom Yishofich implies that by Bnei Ach we do not have such a halacha. The Yisar Tziche exists, but there is no chilmis. By Israel, we have, in Dine Israel, we have many rotzchim who are even the Yisar of Rishir Tzoch, but still, they are potter of Mrs. Bet. The potter of Mrs. Bet. And but the Yisar Yitzchak there is, and the Rambam says in respect to all those Rotzvim who are even the Yisar Yitzchak, even though there is no Mrs. Bezin, so is there is a Chiyuv Mrs. Bishamai. There is a Chiyuv Mrs. Malkut, there couldn't be because it's a Lashon Father of the Bezin. Or the Malkut, the Melech here. The Melech can be done then, within our Malkut. But there is a Chiyuv Mrs. Bishamai. So, but by Israel, there are Kamo Vikamo, Rotzvim. Who are potter of Mrs. Bezdin, they are Rotzri. They are Chayiv Mrs. Shemayim, they are Evel Esirta. For example, Herig is afraid. He's potter of Mrs. Bezdin, but he's Evel Esirta, he's Chayiv Mrs. Shemayim. Herig Akum, who is your Teisho. So he's potter of Mrs. Bezdin. But still, the Rambam says, he's Chayiv Mrs. Shemayim, so he's Sirtoch Veli. Herig, Asriku, Asor of Nodem, Asor of Makleis. So it's a Ptur of Mrs. Bezdin, but there is Seach he is. Grome, Kofto is Neari. So he's potter of Mrs. Bezdin, but there is Seach he is. And he's chayiv mitzvah d'shamayim. So by Israel we have such pturim. By Beneach, however, there is a din as rosom zui misot. There can be such a thing. He's even a yisal isir tzoch, but he's potter of mitzvah. If he's even a yisir tzoch, so mele he's chayiv mitzvah. So mele he's chayiv mitzvah as rosom zui misot. So that's why by Beneach he's chayiv aluv. So that would be all well if by Israel himself there is a yisal isir. As the Rambam says. But it's a Ptur, it's a Gersakosov, that he is Potter al Ubrim, but the Yisar Yitzchak there is. So maybe by Israel we have such Pturim, but by Meneach there is no such thing. There is an Yisar Yitzchak but Potter of Mis. But according to Rashi, that an Uber does not have a din of Nefesh, so why is a Meneach Michuyev Mise? But he's not mechuyev mise for another Yisar. The Neach is not mechuyev mise for the Yisar of Ashvazera, for the Yisar of Chvole. So if the Neach is mechuyev mise for Uvrim, it's on the basis of the Yisar Shvichas Domi. Sheva Dam Odom Bodom Domi Yishof, we deduce it from that post. So we see that it is a Nefesh. So certainly the Gabi the Neach is a Nefesh. So even according to Rashi, that Nuber is not a nefesh, so only Ligabe Yisroel is not treated as a nefesh. But Ligabe Beneach is treated as a nefesh. And that involves a difficulty. Because the Shiloh, whether it's a nefesh or is not a nefesh, is an objective question. It has nothing to do with the person who killed him. The question is, we have to consider the Uber by itself. Apart from any person who killed him.
Would that enter the Mikom Midish?
So Teisa says that there is no, that it's not Shayach to say me can eat it, Teisa in Sanhedrin, because even though he is royal, he is potter, but still he's us. So we only say me can eat it.
On the Easter,
that the Israel should be muter and Meneach oser, but that the Israel should be potter and Meneach hayav, we find kamo v'kamo. So of course, an Yisra there is, even according to Rashi, there is no Yisra Yitzchak, but there are other Yisra. Chvole or Rashi, there are other Yisra. So there are Yisra. So maybe we cannot say, Mi Kamidit. But the question is, Monecha, if Ligabi Beneach is considered a Nefesh, so he's a Nefesh. Because he should be a Nefesh Ligabi Yisrael too. How can we say, Ligabi Yisrael is not a Nefesh, Ligabi Beneach is a Nefesh?
Inside. Now, there's a very remarkable Ramah, Chiddush Ramah, in Sanhedrin. And that Gemara, that I invade in Sanhedrin. Eisver Afchizel Ravunim od Itnam Beol Esper Ekshvi O Ishi Shemikas Alele Nechatchen Es Avlad Bim Neyeo Umitzin Eise Ivorim Ivorim Itne Shechayel Opeidin Lechayel Yotzo Rubei Eine Yigimbei Shein Deichi Nefesh Mitin Nefesh Vichsif Shefer Bam Odom Bo Odom Izeu Odom Shehu Bo Odom Heve Eimir Zeu Ber. So the Ramah says, "Umeitzin eis eivorim ivorim mitnei shechayel okeid nu lechayel. Yotzo rubei eneigin bei, shein deichin nefesh mitnei nefesh. Dichsiv." So he explains the Mishnah in all this. Why do we say yotzo reishei rubei eneigin bei? Shein deichin nefesh mitnei nefesh. Dichsiv sheizir damu odom bo odom. Izeu odom shehu bo odom evayim azeu ga. This is the drosha that the Gemara mentions in regard to Benayach. In regard to Beneach, that the Beneach is Mechuyev, Misala Ubrin, why? Because it says Sheif Adam Odom Bo Odom, Ezeu Odom Shu Bo Odom, Heveim Ezeu. So it's Mashma from this Ramah, it's almost explicit in the Ramah, not just a deal, that when is a Beneach Mechuyev Al Ubrin Mise? When is a Beneach Mechuyev Misala Ubrin? That is Gafke if Yotzor Ubei, or Yotzor Ubei. So of course the Ramah would be chilek on the Rambam in respect to two things. First of all, according to the Rambam, so any Uber, even if it's not Yotzer Eishei, so Eben Eyach is Mechuyev Nisa. And of course that's in line with the Rambam Shite, that the Yisrael, even by Yisrael, is an Yisrael Tzichet. But Yisrael is Poter, but Eben Eyach, so Adros is a Misoto, so he's Mechuyev Nisa. And then the Rambam says that if Yotzer Eishei, so he's a Nefesh Gomor, and there is a Chiyuv Mis, there is the Rambam. From the Ramah it appears, he says the chief of the modern bottom dom is Shofich, is the Odom Shodom is either has reference to Yotzer Ubei, Yotzer Ubei, Yotzer Eishei. So, and that the Gemara says is peculiar to Beneach. So the implication is that Gabi Yisrael, not Muter, Chmein, but there wouldn't be a Chiyu Mise. Why? Because the Mishnah Nida says that Benyim Tinek Benyim Medechot. Tinek Benyim Echot. So the Ramah holds what is called Tinek Ben Yei Mechot if he is completely born. Yeah. But if he is still, if part of the Uga, the part of the Uga is in the mother's womb, so then he is not a Tinek Ben Yei Mechot yet. So then there is no Chiyuv Mis. And Gabi Ben Neyach, so that's one machleke between the Ramah and the Rambam. And Gabi Ben Neyach, there is a machleke, according to the Rambam, Ben Neyach is Mechuyev Al Olubri, and according to the Ramah, he is only Mechuyev if it's Yotzer Eishei. But Kedem she Yotzer Eishei, so Beneach is not Mechuyev, is not Mechuyev Nisei. Not Mechuyev Nisei. Now, the question would arise, so if it's not Mechuyev Nisei, Kedem she Yotzer Eishei, so does that mean that Kedem she Yotzer Eishei, so Beneach is in Muta? Because Bishle Megavi Yisrael, so you have Kamer Vikamer Yisrael. So besides the Yisrael of the Tzichet, there is also an Yisrael of Chavolet. So the Mele, even according to Rashi, that there's no Yisrael Tzicha Gavi Uber, but so the Uber is considered like the leg of the mother. So there is an Yisrael Chavole. But Gavi Beneach, so his only Muzer and Zayin Yisrael Beneach, and it's Azeros and Zul Misoson. So anything that comes within the category of Tzichas Domin by Beneach, so he's Mechuyev Yisrael. Now according to Ramah, that Kedem Sheitzes Reishet, so it's not Mechuyev Yisrael, so that means that there is no Yisrael Tzicha, because if there had been an Yisrael Tzicha, and Gabi Beneach would say, Azeros and Zul Misoson, it should be Mechuyev Yisrael. So the Ramah holds that Kedem Sheitzes Reishet, he agrees with Rashi, that Kedem Sheitzes Reishet is not a Nefesh. So Bishleim Gabi Yisrael, even though he's not a Nefesh, so there can be other Yisraelim. But Gabi Beneach, there are no other Yisraelim. So then it would follow that according to Ramah, so Gabi Beneach, it's more cult than Gabi Yisrael. We are accustomed to assume that the Gabi Meneach is more humble because the Meneach is Chayev al Uvrim or the Israel. Or Israel is Potter. But it doesn't follow because it could be the Av Gabi Meneach, they are also Yisurim. Yisurim for which there is no Chiyuv Mitzvah. Besides the Zayin Mitzvah, or for which and Meneach and Chiyuv Mitzvah, there are other Yisurim too. That we'll discuss tomorrow. But anyway, we see from the Ramah that when is the Meneach Mechuyev al Uvrim, in that case the Uvar is Eitzes Reishay. But if the Uvar is not Eitzes Reishay, then there is no Chiyuv Mitzvah. So obviously the Ramah agrees with Shittas Rashi that Kedem Sheitzes Reishay does not have a din of nefesh. If he does not have a din of nefesh, so Memele Beneach is not Mechuyev Mitzvah. So that's the teretz on the kasha that we ask against Rashi. We ask the kasha against Rashi. Rashi says that Kedem Sheitzes Reishay is muta because not flat nefesh, there is no Yisrael Tiche. If he's not a nefesh, so he's not a nefesh like Abba Beneach either. So why should Beneach Mechuyev Mitzvah? So Rashi will agree with the Ramah that when is Beneach Mechuyev Mitzvah, dafke if it is Heises Reishay. So Memele, according to the Ramah and Rashi, it will follow that by Yisroel will be potter of Yisrael's bed, even if it is Yisrael, because he has to be a Tinek Ben Yimach. Now, let us see another Gemara in Era. So, according to Rashi, an Ugar is a nefesh, and there is a Yisrael Mesirpa. According to Rambam, an Ugar is a nefesh, there is a Yisrael Mesirpa. According to Rashi, an Ugar is not a nefesh, and there is no Mesirpa. The Mishnah says in Erech Mdav Zayin, Ho Yisho She Yotzor Li Horech, E Mamtin Lo Achetele, that if a woman is Mechuyev Mishas Bezni, so then, we do not wait, and she is Mubaris. So we do not wait, Bezdin doesn't wait until she gives birth to the baby, to the child, and then Bezdin will execute her. But Bezdin can proceed with the execution even before. That is, if she is not yet in labor. Stam Mubaris. Ho Yisho She Yoshua La Mishka. If she is already in labor, so then the halacha is mamtin lo achetel. Then Bezdin is mechuyev to wait until she gives birth. So the Gemara has the kashe, pshite, gufi. What kind of a chiddush does the Mishnah tell us? That Yisha she yotzor lehoreich and she is muberes, so we don't wait till she gives birth. But Bezdin can carry out the mise against her. Pshite, it's pshite. Goofy, I mean the blood is part of her. So the Gemara says, Itzach, Sal kedaitach amin, hoi luksiv kasha yoshi solov balo yishu, momene di balu vilo lisedimenei komash melon. One could say that in as much as it's momene di balu, the balu has a certain schus in the blood. Now if somebody kills the blood, the Torah says that he has to pay that mea blood to the balu, to the father, so memele the balu. The bar, so Bezdin should not be allowed to proceed with the execution in order not to be mafsid the bar. In other words, Bezdin should wait until the woman gives birth to the child, not to be mafsid the bar. Komash melon. She tells us no. We're not concerned with the hefset of the bar. So the Gemara Zekashe Ve'in Elchanan. Ein Elchanan. Maybe it is like that we should wait till the woman gives birth to the baby. Omer Abavue, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Kro, Meisu Gam Shneyem Rabbi Zezava. The reason is why we don't say, Momene Di Baalu, Veloi Lish Tadeh, because the Torah says, Meisu Gam Shneyem, so that is Marbet of Lat, that even though there is an Uber, so it's still Bezden has to carry out the execution. All right. Now the, yes? What is it?
No,
of course not, because even if it's not Eitzes Reishay, as she's already in labor, so you're not allowed. Certainly if it's Eitzes Reishay, but we don't need that much, you see. In order that Bezdin should be required to wait, So even if it's not Eitzias Cheshe, as long as the woman is already in labor, so Bez Nest wait. When doesn't Bez Nest wait if she's not in labor yet? Oh, Yoshua Lanishba, Mashbeh. So then Bez Nest wait. So the Gemara says, my time, Kivin de Yoka, Gufe Achinu. Kivin de Yoka, Gufe Achinu. So the Gemara says, because if she's already in labor, that means that the baby dropped already. It was already aching. So if the baby dropped already, so it's like a gufachin. So it's not considered as part of the of the mother. So Mela, if it's not considered as part of the mother, so Bezin has no right to kill the dude. Now, this is Gemara Nirach. Now, there is a Ramban in Nida. Now, I just want to point out, on this Gemara, so Teisa says that when do we say that if it's not Yoshua Lamishbo, Bezdin has to proceed with the execution of the woman, even though the baby will also get killed. So that is only La'achashenizmadina. So there is an Inu Adi, there's an Isra of Inu Adi. Once Bezdin is gained Adin, then Bezdin is not allowed to postpone the execution. So Menele, Bezdin does not wait if it's not Yoshua Amishbo. But if it's Yoshua Amishbo, so it's Kigufa Achine, so then Bezdin has to wait in spite of the fact that there will be an Inadin. Never mind Inadin, but say, then we have no right to kill the baby. But if it's not Yoshua Amishbo as yet, so Bezdin does not wait, and Bezdin kills the mother, even though the baby in the mother's womb will also die because of the Isar of Inadin. Masha'inkin, if it is before Gmadin, so then even though it's not Yoshua Amishbar as yet, so then, even though it's not Yoshua Amishbar, so wait. Why? Because there is no Avera involved. What is an Avera? True, there is a mitzvah incumbent upon this, Nugat or Omekdecho. So when someone is Mechuyev Mise, so Bezdin is Mechuyev to carry out the Mise. But time is not of the essence. Bezdin will not fail in the fulfillment of the mitzvah Ba'at or Omekdecho, even if it is done, let's say, 2 months later. The Torah doesn't say that Ba'at or Omekdecho, it has to be done right now. But Lachag Madin, so then there is an Issa. So the Mele Bezdin doesn't wait. But Kedin Madin, so there is no Issa of Inu Adin, so even though it's not Yoshua Alamishbo, so Bezdin has to wait. That's the thing. Now I would like to see a certain Ramban in it.
Can I ask you one question?
Yes,
what happens? There's happened cases where a woman has died or has been killed, and that's when they were able to deliver the baby alive.
Yeah, the Gemara mentions of that. The Gemara mentions it.
The
Gemara mentions it here. I didn't mention it. The Gemara, Ho'isha she'yoshva la'mishbo, humeiso, b'shabes, mevim sakin umkarenes kreiso, mitzines avar. That's the halacha, because the kach nefesh is there. So if the mother died, and the baby is still in the mother's womb. What is that?
She would be killed after the Bezdin.
Oh. So that's what Gemara also mentions. In the case, when the case where Bezdin executes the woman with the baby in the woman's womb, so Ayetzal Yorich, Makineiso Kineged Bisiroyim, Kideshiyomus Avatrim. So the halacha is that Bezdin has to carry out the execution in such a way that the baby should die first. Die first. Now, the Mishnah says in Nida, Dat Mem Dalet, Tinek Ben Yemechot, Hayer Gechayet. tinnig ben yimech. Now we saw that there is a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rama, what is tinnig? Ukro Namiksiv, Dimshalim Dmeivlot. The Loshen is a little different than Rashi. Rashi says, Lehavi Nefesh Klal. And the Ramban says, Lehavi Lekrina Bein Nefesh Adam. He doesn't say Lehavi Nefesh Klal. Lekrina Bein Nefesh Adam, because the Torah employs the expression Nefesh Adam. And he says, Lekrina Bein, he doesn't come within the expression of the Torah. But, I mean, that in itself is no deal, but we'll still see. And then he says, Alma Mikor Aleke Mishum Atolas Nefesh. There is no chiyuv of atzolas nefesh tabei yenuga. Ukronamik sees the mishalim nevodes. In other words, if by yuga there had been a chiyuv nifeh, so then there couldn't, he wouldn't have to pay the vodes, because then it would become the ramnei, because because aloch is that if there is yesho fei be yesho, so then there is no vodes. Why? Because come the ramnei. In only if einotim be yesho so nitzionis. Now, if there had been a chiyuv nisa for killing a vlad, a nuvah, so then there should never be a tashlumin for vlades because of common rabbi. And the Torah says that if the mother doesn't die, only the nuvah, so then he has to pay. So it's a raya that there is no chiyuv nisa. V'yikah the kasha. So there's somewhere else the kasha. Le'ahid gafinam be'erachim, ho yisho she'i shevet al amibo, u'meiso b'shabes. And the nuvah is still alive. And it's Shabbos. The time is of the essence. Mevin Saki, Vikerin Eso, or Mitzin Mimeno Havlad. So we have the Kashi of Amayim Chal and Shabbat, Kivishin Ikruyonet. Kivishin Ikruyonet. Monefshah. If Kedem Lede, he's not in Nefesh, so Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbat. But Kedem Lede is not in Nefesh. So how can it be Deicha Shabbat? We like a little name of some of the Yishevet Alam Mishbadavke. Mishim Dechiv, Mbikoka. Gufachinu, kidam rinon, kidam kidit marosom beirichin. So he says, we cannot say, as he says, that the reason is why they are Mechal Shabbos. Because in as much as he was already Yishev Esalam Mishpo. So then it's considered, it's Gufachinu. So then it's considered in that in other words, the distinction is made between a new bear where the mother is already in labor and a new bear where the mother is not yet in labor. If the mother is not yet in labor, then the uber is not already in labor. If the mother is in labor, then the uber has been nefesh. So he says no. So he cannot say that. Why? And this is the character that is given by many of the kings, that a distinction needs to be made between Yishevet Alam Mishbonah. So he says, Kivikom Arosam Beirachim Bim Kasha Leilei Loibino Yishevet Alam Mishbon. Yishevet Alam Mishbon. So by Mikasha Leile, we do not need that it be Yishevet Alam Mishbo. In other words, the Rishenim who make a distinction between Yishevet Alam Mishbo and not. So what is the mokia for that distinction? The Gemore Legabi Mechoyevet Mishabed. So the Mishnah says, if a woman is Mechoyevet Mishabed, and it's not Yoshua Alam Mishbo yet, then we don't wait till she gives birth to the baby. But if she's already Yishevet Alam Mishbo, then wait. The first, still, she gives birth to the baby. So in other words, so it seems, so according to the Yishevet, if she's Yishevet HaMishbo, then the woman is a nefesh. He's a nefesh. If she's not Yishevet HaMishbo, he's not a nefesh. But, regarding Mechoyevet Mrs. Bezdin, suppose she would not be in labor, but she would be Mikasha Leile. Mikasha Leile. Now, would be Mikasha Leile. Now, so even though she is not, in other words, the baby did not, what is being Mikasha Leile, and not in labor, it means the baby did not drop yet. You know, doctor says, they ask the woman, who has to give birth, did the baby drop? So, in other words, so if the baby did not drop, sometimes it's possible she's Mikasha Leile, she has labor pain, but that would not be Yishevet Alam Mishbo, because if the baby did not drop it yet, even though she has labor pain, so then it's not called, did not call, no, Yishevet Alam Mishbo. So Mikasha Leile has the same din as Yishevet Alam Mishbo. Maybe in labor is not the right translation of Yishevet Alam Mishbo. because the Shevet HaMishbo means if the baby dropped. And labor means when a woman has labor pain, so she's in labor. But the halacha is, so the Ramban says, Ligabi Mechievet Mrs. Bezin, that even though the baby did not drop it yet, but if she's already Mikasha Lele, she already has labor pain, so she has the same din, she has the same status as if she had been Yeshevet HaMishbo. In other words, if she's Mikasha Lele, Bezin wouldn't proceed with the execution, but then Bezin would wait till she gives birth to the baby. And we see from the Mishnah in all this that even though she's already Mikasha Lele, and Mikasha Lele has the same status as Yeshevet HaMishbo, so one is allowed to kill. Do bear. So we see that even Yeshevet HaMishbo, even Mikasha Lele, which is synonymous with Yeshevet HaMishbo, does not have a din of nefesh. But Ligabi Mechievet Mrs. Bezin, Ligabi Mechievet Mrs. Bezin, so there we say if she's Yeshevet HaMishbo, or if she's Mikasha Lele, even though she's not Yeshevet HaMishbo, so we have to wait. So we see that is not based upon the fact that the Uber has already din nefesh. It's a special halacha that by Yeshevet HaMishbo, we have to wait. Why? Because if there hadn't been Gzeiras HaKosu, the Ramban explains, if there hadn't been Gzeiras HaKosu, or if there hadn't been a Gzeiras HaKosu of Umeisu Gam Shneim, so then I would say that any Mu'ugaret, in the case of any Mu'ugaret, Bezin should have to wait. Yeah. Why? Because it's Momen the Baal. The way leaves it. So the only reason as to why you don't have to wait is because of Gam Shneim. So the Gzeiras HaKosu of Gam Shneim is limited to a case where it's not Oka Gufe, the Uber. But if it's Oka Gufe, then the Gzeiras HaKosuf of Gam Shneim doesn't apply. So Memele, the Gzeiras HaKosuf of Gam Shneim doesn't apply, so Bezin has to wait because of Memele the Baal, not because of the Yisar Yitzchihe, because the Uber is in it. Because of Memele the Baal. But the Nefesh isn't. Nefesh isn't. So Memele, the question arises, if the Nefesh isn't, why does the Gemara say in Erechim that the Yisha she Yishevet al HaMishbo who Meisho B'Shabbat Mevi'in Sakim V'Kirin Eisho Mitzim Meno Avad but he's not in Nefesh. The last question. So Teisves in Nide gives it Teret. Teisves says that even though he's not in Nefesh, Teisves in Nide, so that is only if the mother is alive. So then, as long as the mother is alive and the Uber is in the mother's womb, so the Uber does not have any independent existence, any independent life. So Mele does not have a din of nefesh. Does not have a din of nefesh. Masha'inkin is the mother is dead. So the Uber, the life that the Uber has, that's only the life of the Uber. The mother has no life. So then it is just as if a wall had been closed behind the Uber. So then of course he has a din of nefesh. So in other words, it's the mother, that's Tesis Teret. No, there's nothing to do with Uber Yerachim. In other words, when can the Uber not be considered as a nefesh if the mother is alive? So then the existence of the Uber is bound up with the existence of the mother. So the Uber does not have a din nefesh by itself. Masha'inkin, the mother is dead already. So the existence, then the Uber has its own existence. So it has a din of nefesh. There is no other nefesh upon which it is dependent. Only its own existence. So it has a din of nefesh. Says the Teret, but the Ramban does not give this Teret. The Ramban does not give this, but he gives a different Teret. The last pushing, the Hotsama Omroteiro Chalolov Shabbat Achas, Shidei Sheikayim Shabbat Itar. Sheikayim Shabbat Itar. So in other words, what does he say? That Gabi Uber, Gabi Tkwach Nefesh, Deiche Kolat Yere Kule, it doesn't even matter whether he has a din, a status of Nefesh or not. Eino Chaname, a Uber does not have a din of Nefesh. A Nuba does not have a din of nefesh, but Pikuach nefesh of a Nuba is Eiche. Why? Because of the aloche of power of Shabbat Achas, Kidei Shikayim Shabbat Echarav. Now, I heard from my father, Zechen Levoche, that the Ramban mentions the potik of the Takosuf of power of Shabbat Achas, Kidei Shikayim Shabbat Echarav. Now, in the Gemara in Yume, there are numerous droshes as to why Pikuach nefesh is Eiche Shabbat, why Pikuach nefesh is Eiche Shabbat. So one mandoma deduces it from Chalolov Shabbat Achas for Shabbat Tarbei, or one mandoma deduces it from the Shomrei Yisrael Shabbat, Hashabbat Mosolochem Vinat Mesurim Shabbat. One deduces it from the Kal Vachomer, from Machteret if Ritzeach, which is so homo, which is Nistami Yisoret, so the Torah says that one is allowed to kill the Ganet in order to save the Balabayit, so certainly Chil Shabbos, which is not Nistami Yisoret, as Ritzeche, so Pitruach Nefesh should be Deiche. There are numerous drots. And then Shmuel said, because of a Chayba and Rishi Yomitzah. So the Gemara said, did they have different Nikola? That the Droshe of the Chayvem is stronger than all the other Droshes. Why? Because insofar as all the other Droshes are concerned, we only know Vada Pitruach Nefesh, but we don't know Sovi Pitruach Nefesh. But from the Droshe of the Chayvem, we can infer that even Sovi is a Choshe Recheika Pitruach Nefesh. So is the Yechein Hilchin Pitruach Nefesh Acharot. So the Gemara says that the Droshe of the Chayvem is a different Nikola. Now, if the Ramban had to mention a din that Pitruach Nefesh Deiche, why does he mention Chayvem Shabbat Achatz when the Gemara says that the Droshe of the Chayvem Shabbat is a different Nikola? So I heard from my father, so it's mashma from this Ramban that the Ramban holds that insofar as the Xeres HaKosuv of the Chayvem is concerned.
You need Nefesh.
Chayvem Shabbat, then he must be in Nefesh. Then he's Pitruach Nefesh Deiche. But a Nuber is not in Nefesh. But From the point of view of the Gzeres HaKosuv of Omrotero Chalul of Shabbat Achatz Yishev Shabbat Arbei, so even though a Nugar is not a Nefesh, so it's still the Yichah Shabbat. Why? Because it's not a Halokhe. That is the Pikuach Nefesh. If with a Chilul Shabbat, there will be a Nefesh. With a Chilul Shabbat, there will be a Nefesh Yisrael. And he'll be able to be Mekayim Shabbat Arbei. He'll be able. Whether he will or not, doesn't matter. As long as he'll have the opportunity to be Mikhail Shabbat Sarabe. So, it's the Yechashat. So in other words, insofar as the Chayban is concerned, we will require Nefesh. But insofar as the Gzeres HaKosuv of Omrotero Chalov Shabbat Achat, Ki Yidei Sheikayim Shabbat Sarabe is concerned, so we do not need that it be Nefesh, even though it's not a Nefesh. But if with the Chil Shabbat, he'll turn into a Nefesh. So, it's the Yechashat. Now,
then does it have to be a
Vada? What is that? One second. Now there is a Teisvet symbol Messiah. I think it's a Kutzeh symbol Messiah. There in the Sugi of Rabbi Vachone met to Leo. So, it's a Kvoret. In the Sugi of Misadrin Li Balchei. Yes. So, Rabbi Vachone asked Leo, the Vatkeinu Ma. So Teisvet says the Kashi, Teisus says the Kashe, if Leo is a Pinchos, Leo is a Pinchos, he was a Kayan, so how was he able to be Mikhaya the Ben Atrapati? Yeah. A Kayan is also to be Mitandi. Yeah, is a Dandi. So there is one Teretz understanding that he wasn't really dead, he was just
fainted.
He revived. But then, Rishenim give a Teretz. One Teretz is, that kidney show your idea the vada is a higher say, ho your muta machine crack. So why do we say, ho your idea be vada is a higher say? Ho your idea be vada is a higher say, why does he be vada? So the answer is this, you see. Because here, if he was dead, she told that the baby was already dead. So then he was not in it. But Ilio was able to be Mikhail, to resurrect it. So in other words, through the Avera of Tume Lemes, he would be able to revive in it. So from the point of view of the Chayvem, he couldn't do it. He only was allowed to do it on the basis of Pomoteo Chalov Shabbat Achat, Kineshikayim, Shabbat Isarbe. So insofar as the Gzeres HaKosuv of Chalov Shabbat Achat, Shabbat Isarbe is concerned, so we only know Vadai, but we do not know Sofik. So that's why Teisus says, Kidin Sheh Yudea Bivadai, Anyway, so we see from this Ramban.
But isn't our case here on Shabbat the case of Sofik itself?
What is
you
it?
Don't know if you're going to save the Uber or not.
Well, so it's true. Now, when the Gemara says, once again, when the Gemara says that we do a different Nikule, that the Chayvem is Odis Nikule. Why? Because from the other Pesukim we only know Vadai, but we do not know Sofik. Whereas, I'm sorry, from the other Pesukim we only know Vadai, but we do not know Sofik. Whereas from the Chayvem we know even Sofik. Sure. So the Gemara doesn't mean just Sofik, as Teisus points out. It means any Choshet, because the Halacha by Pitruach Nefesh is that the Choshere Chikir took after the Shabbos. For example, Rabbi Tam said, the Shein mentioned him of Rabbi Tam, that the best raya is that even the Choshere Chikir took after the Shabbos, because the Yildes is considered like a Chilash Yehidu Sakonet. Ve'lo imotzinu atula achas me'elef she'tomus machmat alev. Even the Rabbi Tam's time, so the mortality rate was higher than today. So Rabbi Tam says, we must see that achas me'elef, even one of out of the thousand, we never heard should die from birth.
By Israel.
What is it?
By Israel.
Why by Israel?
All
right. So, and today, I mean, the mortality rate is even less. And still, even today, a yield is a Yilbukach Nefesh. Why? Because Choshev Kuach Nefesh has no limit. In Hilchin Bukach Nefesh Aharov, so even, I mean, 1% of the suffering, or even less, is Deiche. Is Deiche Shabbos. So in other words, so not a regular suffix. Even if Shoshari Chaykev Fukach Nefesh is Deiche Shabbos. How do we know that? So Tesis says in Yume, because the Torah says, V'chai Bohem, V'lo Yoshi Yomuz Bohem, it must be a Vada. In other words, if there is any possibility, any remote possibility, that the person might die, so then it's Deiche Shabbos. So that we only deduce, we can only deduce from the Potik of V'chai Bohem. From the other Psukim, we cannot deduce. But, If we know that Vadai Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche Shabbos from the other Psukim, then Sofik Pikuach Nefesh should also be Deiche because of the Aloha of Sofik Mitvashis Lohok. Now the Shach says in Yilchas Yedeye, now there is by Arayas it's Yoring Lo Yaveh. It's Yoring Lo Yaveh. So let's say if somebody forces, an Anos forces a Jew to marry an Ishishi, a woman who did not receive a gift, so it's Yoring Lo Yaveh. So the question arises, suppose she's a Sofik. She received the gift. And it was a gift was given to her Sophie Korosley. Sophie Korosley, so the Sophie Kishish. Yeah. And then an anot forces a Jew to marry that woman. Now, Ishishish the Tarai, so it's Yorgo Yahweh. So Yorgo Yahweh. So the question is, but it is Sophie Kishish. So one second. So the Shach says that Sophie Kishish is Lohok. So Sophik Nefoshet is Lohoku, so Mimele, she does not have to be Mitzanefesh. I mean, he does not have to be Mitzanefesh himself. So here, it's not on the basis of the Aloha of the Chai Ben Lishi Yomuz Ben. When can we apply the principle of the Chai Ben Lishi Yomuz Ben? That is only if the Avera is not there, that Pikuach Nefesh is Deich. And then we say, not only Vada Pikuach Nefesh is Deich, even Sophik Pikuach Nefesh is also Deich. But here the Avera is an Avera. If there is an Avere, so the Avere is that kind of an Avere, that Pukach Nefesh cannot be Deiche, an Isaraye. The Shaila is there an Isaraye. So it's not on the basis of the Chaybe. So on the basis of what principle? Of Sotik of Vashem Lohok. In other words, what does it mean? There is Aloha Zveke Deraise Lechumre. So Zveke Deraise Lechumre means that if it is Sotik in Deraise, and it's not Negeye in human life, so then it's Lechumre. So it's Deraise Lechumre. But only if it's not Negeye in human life. But if it is Sofik, if it is Sveike the Reise, and it's enough to me in a human life, so then it's Sveike Likule. Then Sveike the Reise is Likule. That's the Pshat in Sofik Nefoshet. Sofik Nefoshet Lohokul. So, Memele, even without the Gzerasakosu, of the Chaybohem, if we just said the Gzerasakosu of the Chaol of Shabbatach Dishma Shabbatar, or Shomom Yisrael, or the Alfuse from Achteres, and so on, so we would only know Vadai. But if we knew that Vadai Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche, so Memele Sofik Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche on the basis of the principle of Sofik Nefesh is Lohokul. But if it would be on the basis of Sofik Nefesh is Lohokul, so it must be a real Sofik.
Yeah,
but the Kedosha Recheike is not considered Sofik. Mashen Kein, on the basis of the Chaybe Mishomuz Ben, so even the Kedosha Recheike, and even Kamo Vekamo Svekstreike, so is Deiche Shabbat. So that's the reason why too, here there is a Sofik, it's not a Vadai.
But that
sounds like it's included in the Sofik Nefoshet Lohokul.
They
so
might have to say
to
do
with
it.
Divide, yeah. But Vada is Deiche, so a real Sofik is also Deiche.
Yeah, that's
the reason. But
Choshech
Recheike
wouldn't
be Deiche.
Yeah.
Yes.
By Baileo, we didn't have to say that.
Oh, yeah. So because there, if he didn't, the Pshat is like this. If he didn't have a Vada, so then there wouldn't even be a regular Sofik. Because how can one...
Oh, yeah, because there the Sofik is
100%
Deiche.
Yeah, that's right. There is the Achnes. And Ness is an unusual thing.
Right.
It's an unusual thing. But
right.
Because of the fact that he knew, so maybe it was Muta. But if he hadn't known Bin Vue, If Eliyahu did not know, we had not known the Nevuye, that he would be able to resurrect him, so then, at most, there could be only Echshesh Erecheke. And Echshesh Erecheke, Echshesh Erecheke, so that is, that is not Eche, where it's not an Echshesh.
Yes. Does it come out according to Shita Satos post then against the Ramban that the Pikuach Nefesh of an Ubor while the mother is still alive would not be Dosa Shabbos?
What is it?
Does it come out then according to Shita Satos post that Pikuach Nefesh of an Ubor while the mother is still alive would not be Dosa Shabbos because it's not a Nefesh?
According to Shita Tatesis, that's right, according to Shita Tatesis. Now, there are some, there is, you know, in Shalos Chuvas Marit, Chuvas Tzadikte. So he tries to deduce from the Gemara Neirachim, like Rashi, that an Ugar is not a Nefesh. Why? Because of this Gemara Neirachim. Here the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Erechen, Ho Yisho Shiyotzo Lehoreid, Eimamtin Lo Achetelet. Eimamtin Lo Achetelet. So, and the Gemara even says Pshiti. So the Gemara says, Salk Leidach Aminu L'Ksif Kashi Yoshi Solo Valo Yisho, Meminu Yidbao, V'lo Lipsen Nenei, Komash Melon. So the only reason as to why I could say, without Exerus HaKosov, that we should wait, the Bezni should wait, is because of Meminu Yidbao. But even Uber is an Evesh. So how can the Gemara say Pshite Gufei, and why do we have to resort to the Svore of Kasher Yosef Bala Vayisho? So without the Exerus HaKosov, I would say it's Retziche, pure and simple. So it's a Raya, the Marit, Shalosh Chuvas Marit, Simen Tzadik Tes. So he says, like Rashi, that the Uber got a Nefesh. But that's no Raya, it's no Kasher against the Rambam. Because an Uber could be a Nefesh. But the Halacha here is, if Yisho is Yitzo Lehorik, and she is a Muvere, so it's not only that she is Chayev Mise, right? I mean, so her whole group is Chayev Mise. So the Uber is part of her own personality. So the Uber is also Chayev Mise. So that's why we do not have to wait. Not because the Uber is not a Nefesh. True is a Nefesh. But the Uber's personality is merged with the mother's personality. And in as much as the mother is Chayev Mise, so in the Mele, we can be done, the mother, with the Uber, yes?
Do you make any distinction in this entire discussion between an embryo and a fetus?
Well, a fetus is defined as an Uber that is already 3 months old. I think that is the definition. All right. 8 weeks, all right, 2 months old. Right. So, 1 second, we'll discuss that. I'm coming to it. Now, so Snow Riot's Uber is not an Nefesh, and Uber is an Nefesh. But why does the Gemara say Pshite? So the Gemara says, Gufi, in other words, it's an Evesh. And the mother is certainly an Evesh. So how are we allowed to execute the mother? The answer is she's Mechayev Nisim. So the Uber is also Mechayev Nisim. But if we were to wait, the Uber is only Mechayev Nisim as long as he's part of the mother. But if we wait, and then so he'll be a distinct personality. So the Gemara says, true, that insofar as Ritzich is concerned, so he shouldn't have to wait. Because if we execute the mother right away, so we executing the Uber who is just as Mechuyev Mise as the mother. But we could wait, and by waiting, so then his personality would be an independent one. So Memele, we should wait because of Memele the Baal, so the Baal should have a schus. The business should be Mechuyev to wait, so as not to cause damage to the Baal. Why? Because if Bezin waited, Bezin wouldn't violate the mitzvah of the Ator Omer Kebecho, because there is no aloche in the Ator Omer Kebecho that they must execute right now. So why shouldn't Bezin wait? So if not, the Yosakosuf Meisukam Shneyen, so Bezin would wait. But because of the Yosakosuf Meisukam Shneyen, so Bezin does not have to wait. Now, then, when does the Yosakosuf Meisukam Shneyen apply? Only if it's not Yoshua Amishbo. But if it's Yoshua Amishbo, then the Yosakosuf Meisukam Shneim does not apply. So according to one shite, if it's Yoshua Amishbo, then he already has a din of nefesh. Then it's nefesh, and according to other shite, it's not that he has a din of nefesh. He does not have a din of nefesh. But the Exerus HaKosuv Of me, so Gam Schneem applies only to the case where she's not Yoshua Amishbo. But if it's Yoshua Amishbo, then because Akotso Mesh Gam Schneem does not apply, so Mele, we are Mechuyev to wait because of Seder Deba. Because of Seder Deba. Now, we have seen here that the Shittas Rambani, the Rambani Nide, that the Nudra is not a Nefesh. Now, let us take a look at another Rambani human. Ramban in Yume is as follows. Oh, when you see Yoshua and Mishbo, or Meiso, Bishabes, Mivin, Sakim, Karnes, Kreiso, or Mitzin, et al. So then, the Gemara says, the Afal Gav, the Tnan, in the Ole, Spirit Quo, where you see Amkash, Alele, Mivin, Sakim, Chatchen, Eise, Eiver, Eiver, Yotso, Reishe, Yine, 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 And it's remarkable that he's Midaik in the Mrosh. Rashi says, we have a Nefesh Kwal. The Ramban doesn't say we have a Nefesh Kwal. Either he uses the expression, Loi Mikre Bichwal Nefesh Odom. Bichwal Nefesh Odom. In other words, it doesn't come within the expression Nefesh Odom. And then here it says, Lesbe Mishimatzolos Nefesh. There and here too. Av Alme de Mikore Lesbe Mishimatzolos Nefesh. Utnam Abigab Itinit Benyimechod Ahir Yichai, Vidavke Benyimechod, Avalugalei, Ukronam Eksiv Dimishalim Nevodet. So we see that there is no chiyuv misa, because if there had been a chiyuv misa, there wouldn't be any tashlumim, then it would become dram. So the question is, so why are we michal Shabbos on account of the tinek? Afilu hochel imian shmiras mitzvot michal me'olel. Omro teiro, chalil olof Shabbos achas, kidei sheyishmer Shabbos esar. So the same thing that the Ramban says in the Chiddushim Anide, but he has. Hilkach. In other words, since there is ikzeres hakos, of Chalil of Shabbat, ach, kidei sheyishmer Shabbat es arbe, hilkach afilu ba'atzolat subeh, poches miben arboim yeim, she'ein lechiyus klal, michalil olof, kidad ba'aloch ez eilez. Hilkach, in as much as there is aloch, of Chalil of Shabbat, ach, kidei sheyishmer Shabbat es arbe, so even if it's not a fitet yet, he's poches marboim yeim, so we also have to be michal Shabbat. We also have to be michal Shabbat. Why? Because of Chalo Shabbatah. So it's mashma from the Loshin that if it's more than Aboim Yeim, then we don't have to resort to the Kzasakos of Chalo Shabbatah, Kirish Yishle Shabbatah Arbe. Then we can be Michal Shabbat on the basis of the Chayve. Of the Chayve. But if it is Pochet Menem Yeim, Pochet Menem Yeim, the Gemara says, is Maya Baalme, a Nimit Neyalele. If the mother is Mapil an embryo that is less than 40 days old, then, in other words, there is no formation of Ivorim as yet. So then it's Kimaya Baalme. So it's the mother is not male lady. So, of course, that goes without saying. The whole shaila is whether Anuga has a din of Nefesh or not is only if he's already more than Aboinye. So there is already a formation of Ivorim. But I don't know how it's called, the Methoderm. The mesoderm is formed by that time. Yes, the bones, yes. So in other words, so then there is already evolving, there is already a formation of evolving. But pochas mimem yein, pochas mimem yein, so it's by a baume, and he must be related, then he's certainly not a mess. Then of course there is no isaritich. The Rambam, when the Rambam says that the nubea, a beneach is mechuyev al uvrim, so of course a beneach will not be mechuyev for a nubea that is less than 40 days, that goes without saying. Because it's Kimaya Baome, a Nimit Neyalede. So the Ramban, so it's Mashma from the Loshon Ramban, that when do we have to resort to Halo Shabbos Achatish, Meshabbos Sarbe, only if the Uber is Prochet in the Naboinge? Sheilechius Klau. What does it mean, Sheilechius Klau? So it's Mashma, but Mot Naboinge, and yes, Chius. But not Chius Gomo. Not Chius Gomo. But yes, Chius. So it's in other words, if the Uber. If the Uber is already Aboim Yein, then we can be Michal Shabbos on the basis of the Chayvah. But if it's less Aboim Yein, so then he has no Chiyus Klal, he's not even in Nefesh Koldehu. In other words, he's not even in Nefesh Koldehu. So then on the basis of, from the point of view of the Chayvah, we cannot be Michal Shabbos. But from the point of view of which implies that not Dafke is a nefesh. If fulfill Shabbat, we can establish a nefesh. So we can also so Chil Shabbat is muter. So true, before a boy name is not a nefesh, but through the Chil Shabbat, he will develop, and he will be born and will be a nefesh. So then there is a din of Kach nefesh on the basis of Chalom Shabbat Arish Meshabbat Arley. So it's mashma. One second. So it's mashma from this Ramban that when is a nuga not a nefesh? Only if it's kedma boy name. So then he's not a nefesh at all. He's not even nefesh kolderu. But if he's more than a boy name, then he is a nefesh. But partial nefesh. In other words, he's not a nefesh gomu, but he's partial nefesh. One second. So how will that be reconciled to the Ramban, with the Ramban in Chidush Ramban and Nide, where he says that the reason as to why the Kedem Sheitzi is Reishay, so then we allow it to be Mechateich, is because there is no din of Atzolos Nefesh. And he says, two machines to use it there. He doesn't, we clean up the Nefesh Adam. Now, where does the Torah use the expression Nefesh Adam? Regarding the Chiyuv Yisya of Kiseach. So the Torah employs the expression Nefesh Adam. That's one expression that the Ramban employs. And then, Lishayar Be'atzolos Nefoshes. Lishayar Be'atzolos Nefoshes. So we see that the Ramban is a third Shita. Now, so far, we saw two Shitas. Shita the Ramban is that a Nuber is a Nefesh. Of course, if he is more than Aboyim Yeh. Less than Aboyim Yeh, so of course, there is not Nefesh. So Shita the Ramban means that if the Nuber is more than Aboyim Yeh, so then he is a Nefesh. So then he's a nefesh. And the only reason as to why it's permissible to kill the Uber in case of Ubam Kashalele is because of rape. So according to the Rambam, the cases arose under the Nazis, where the Nazis came as Shmom for Jewish doctors to commit to perform abortions upon Jewish women. So there it would be also, it would be your lawyer. Now then we saw Shifas Rashi is that to have a nefesh klal is not a nefesh at all. He's not a nefesh at all. The Ramban Shite is much more like this. That it is an nefesh. After Mamie, what is it?
At any time.
Until he says Reishi, it's not a nefesh. Not a nefesh. There is no nefesh. Not a nefesh. So the Ramban Shite appears to be that after Mamie, he is a nefesh called Eru. He never called Eru. But he's chilek on the Rambam. Whereas according to the Rambam, the only reason as to why, by Ubuham Kashalele, so it's permissible to kill the Uber, is because of Reide. So Mamele, in the case where let's say an anus forces a Jew to perform an abortion, there is not a Reide, so it's the author, the Ramban holds, no, we don't have to resort to Reide. But the only reason is why, by Ritziche, if you're a Yavir, is because my Chosis Domini Dochs Mekplei, Domini Dochs, the Chavros Mekplei, in other words, the life of one person is equal with the life of the other person. So Mamele, one life takes no precedence over the other life. So when Adin Nefosh is Shkulim, is both Ayolim, then they are Shkulim. Why? Because this is a Nefesh Gomor and this is a Nefesh Gomor. But if one Nefesh is a Nefesh Gomor and the other Nefesh is a Nefesh Kolderu, so too there is an Isar Yitzichai. But we do not apply the wonders of my Chodis. The wonders of my Chodis consists in the concept that both Nefoshes are Shkulim. They're equal. So when are they equal? If both are nefesh is more. But if one nefesh is a nefesh gomor, the other nefesh is a nefesh kolderu. It's a chiyas kolderu. It's not a nefesh gomor. So then they're not shkule. Then they're not equal. So maybe one is deicha the other. So even without the din of reidus. In other words, there is a similarity between the shittas Ramban and shittas Rambam. In other words, the similarity is that according to both, so the nefesh of Uber is nitche, on account of the nefesh of the mother. But whereas, according to the Rambam, it's nitche only on the basis of the Aloha of Friday, according to the Rambam, we do not have to resort to the Aloha of Friday, that even without Friday, so there is...
So
we do not say, my Chosis. That's why the Ramban uses the expression, he doesn't say, have a nefesh klal. He says, first he says, in other words, we see that the Torah, when the Torah is Mechayev Mise, when the Torah is Mechayev Mise
for Ritziche, so the Torah excludes Nefesh Yuba from the Chiyuv Mise. Why? Because it's not Nefesh Gomo. It's not Nefesh Gomo. And let's be Hatzolot Nefoshis. You don't really have a Nefesh. Let's be Hatzolot. What does it mean, let's be Hatzolot Nefoshis? In other words, the Chiyuv of Hatzolot Nefoshis that we say my Chodis is only Shayach Ligabe Nefesh Gomo, but not Ligabe. Not Ligabi and Uber. Gabi Uber, we do not apply the oneness of my Chosi. He is not the equal of a Nefesh Gomo. So, Mele, his life is Nitzchet, Mitzvah, the life of a Nefesh Gomo. So, according to Ramban, the child is alive under the Nazis. So, it would be Uber. According to the Rambam, it would be Oseh. According to the Ramban, it would be Muta. Now, I just would like to mention, I mean, now tomorrow, I'm going to continue discussing the union of abortion, and then now in respect to abortion, so of course according to the Shittas HaRambam, the only circumstance under which it is mutar to perform an abortion upon an embryo that is more than 40 days old would be the mother is in danger on account of the baby. That's all, and no other case.
The Rambam,
according to the Rambam, according to the Ramban, according to Ramban, it would be muta not only in the case where the mother is in danger on account of the baby, but where the life of any person is in danger, whether it's an account of the baby, whether it's the baby's fault, or is the fault of a Nazi Yimach Shmei who wants to kill the Jew who refuses to perform the abortion. So then it would be muta according to Ramban. But if there is no pikuach nefesh, then it wouldn't be muta, according to the Rambam. Now, suppose, let's say, like the case that arose in Arizona, where a woman wanted to have an abortion performed because doctors advised her that the baby would be deformed, would be retarded, would be blind, would have all the deformities under the sun. So according to the Rambam, and according to the Ramban, it wouldn't be muta. It wouldn't be muta. According to Rashi, maybe yes. I'm not saying. So, because according to Rashi, there is no Isur Yitzchak, but there are other Isurim. So the question arises, can other Isurim be dispensed in case of such a hardship or not? So that's another shaila. So, but insofar as the Isur Yitzchak is concerned, so according to Rashi, there is no Isur Yitzchak. And before the embryo is 40 days old, so then according to all Rishayim, there is no Isur Yitzchak. Then we have to consider other questions, whether there is an Isachvola or the Isarash Fasazera, and so on. Now, so tomorrow we'll proceed the discussion of abortion regarding Israel and also regarding the Neach, whether the din is different regarding the Neach. Let's say if a non-Jewish doctor asks Shaila, would the answer be the same as the answer that would be given to a Jewish doctor or not? Because by the Neach there is Aloch and the Neach is Mechuyev al Uvu. So how does that affect the situation? Now, the mikeres for this discussion so are the following. First of all, the sugi in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Veis, the Abaye of Kotten Horedim HaRavir Lehergei, and the Ramah and the Gemore, the Rambam, the Chedush Rabbein Chaim and the Rambam, then the Meiri who mentions the Chachmei Adiris, that as in regard to the mother herself, so she's allowed to do it, even if it's Yotzer Esreishei. And then the Gemara Neirachim from the Mishneh, Dav Zayin Omid Aleph, until Yishu Shenargo and Omid Beis. And then, very important, the thesis in Nideh, Dav Mem Daleth. Tesis needed at Mendalet. Mendalet. Now, one should not become misled by the expression that Tesis uses. But Tesis says, Mutal Arik is a Uber. Tesis doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem, Mutal Arik is a Uber, just like that. Tesis means Mutal Arik on the score of Ritzich. But it might be Osar another Isurim. But of course, if it's Osar only on the if it's muter on the score of Ritzicha, but it's also on the score of other Isurim, so there'll be many nafke minutes. Let's say if there is a pikuach nefesh of anyone, and maybe even if it's not pikuach nefesh mamesh, if it is an unusual case of hardship, so maybe it's muter insofar as the Isar of Hashra Shazera is concerned. So when Teisa says, When Teisa says, Mutter, Arges, Uber, Teisa does not have to show me Mutter, Mutter. It's, some made the mistake. I mean, but, because it's definitely Rosser, as Teisa itself points out, because we couldn't say that it's Mutter, so then the question arises, so me can meet it, till Yisrael Shore, Ugenea Rosser. But when Teisa says that, I think it's that, yeah, it's Daphne Dalet, the Mishneh and Daphne Gimel Amid Beis, where it says that Ahir Yechayev, Tinik Beim Echod Ahir Yechayev, and then the Gemore says, Nechil Umanchil, three lines from the bottom, Daphne Dalet Amid Alev, and up to the Mishneh of Bashar Shonen Beim Echod, Shonen Beim Echod, and the tesis of Iyu Mayis Bereshes. There is a very long tesis of Iyu Mayis Bereshes, Iyu Amasra Mayis Bereshes. Then, there is the Shalosh Tshuvos Marit, Tshuvos Tzadik Tes and Tzadik Vov, and then there is the Shalosh Tshuvos Shivas Yavetz, the Shalosh Tshuvos Shivas Yavetz deals with the case, that Simen Mendalet, Chilek Rishon Simen Mendalet, and also Chavis Yoyer, Shalosh Tshuvos Chavis Yoyer, Simen Lamedalet, and the Chavis Yoyer, Simen Lamedalet, and the Shivas Yavetz, Simen Mendalet have referenced the same case where a woman committed adultery and she became pregnant, whether she's allowed to perform the abortion in order to save herself from having that kind of a child. So there, Chavis Yoyer. That's on Daphne in Yume. There is only one piece of Ramban, just one little piece. It's on Daphne, at Ramban and Daphne Veis, and you won't have any difficulty in finding it because there is just one page Ramban in Anyum. Yes.
One on Amokor and one on something that I don't think
you're
Rabbi Weinberg's Tshuva in the 38
and the 3rd. I didn't see it. So yes, what does it say?
Number two, referring to the possibility of something happening, what about psychological effects, either on the mother or the child?
Well, according to the Rambam, so let's say, even if you know.
Either the mother will not be able to care for this child in the way in which she could. Or
now, let's say, that's right. If there is a doctor say or psychiatrist say that there is a possibility that if the mother will give birth to this deformed child or this entire child, she'll have a nervous breakdown and she'll suffer a depression, so, and she might commit suicide. And even without suicide, so the Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishneh in Bamadrikin that insanity itself is considered Pikuach Nefesh. Because when a person is insane, you have no control over him. He can take care of himself and he's prone to all kinds of dangers. So the Rambam, he says, Hamechabes Aneir, Mitnishis Yorei, Nizchovim Tlistim Tneruachro. So the Rambam says, in the Pirush HaMishneh, Yishruachro, Zehu HaNikro, Biloshnavi Melancholie, Vizehu Min Chil Min HaShigoy. So that's Pikuach Nefesh. So insanity is Pikuach Nefesh, because when a person is insane, he's prone to all kinds of dangers. One second. But according to the Rambam, it would definitely be Osak. Because according to the Rambam, there is an Isar Yitzichet, so Pikuach Nefesh is not Deichet. Pikuach Nefesh is not Deichet. But we only have to resort to the Halacha of Reideis. So when can we say Reideis? If the mother is in danger on account of the special position in which the baby, the embryo, it takes. So then the mother is in danger, so he's ready. But if the way the baby will be born will be normal, except that the mother will aggravate herself, the mother is a nervous wreck, and the mother will aggravate herself, so then the baby, that's not the baby's fault. So according to the Rambam, it would be awesome.
What about the infection
of the baby? So there might be Pikuach Nefesh. The effect on the baby, you couldn't say Pikuach Nefesh insofar as the baby is concerned. Because if the baby is destroyed, so you certainly have no life of the baby. And insofar as the mother is concerned, so assuming that it's a result of the birth of the baby that is deformed and retarded, so the mother will become insane, so that will be Pikuach Nefesh, but the baby is not a lady. So you could only argue according to the Ramban, you could argue. And that has to be argued even according to the Ramban. But according to the Rambam, it would definitely be otah. It would definitely be otah. According to the Rambam, so if the baby is more than 40 days old, so the only circumstance that can legitimize an abortion would be if the mother's life is in danger directly on account of the birth of the baby, but not if the mother's life will be in danger 10 years later when the baby will already be a big boy. So then the baby cannot be considered now a relief, because the mother is a nervous wreck and the mother will aggravate herself and the mother will become insane. And even if we knew that the mother, on account of the aggravation, might chas v'sholem get a heart attack, let's say the mother has a weak heart, so according to the Rambam it would be osa. According to the Rambam it's only muter if the circumstances of the birth are of such character that the mother's life is in danger. According to the Ramban, according to Rashi, of course, it would be muter. According to Ramban, it might also be argued as muter. But we'll discuss that. But according to the Ramban, it would definitely be
awesome. Whether she's insane or not, even though what he's telling from them, I'm going to hear about insanity.
Yeah, because according to the Ramban, because Achnevish cannot be matir the killing of an Ingra. It has to be based upon the din of Raven.
First Issa says that